AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The FBI has released key documents from its investigation of Hillary Clinton's private email server. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports.
The 58 pages of documents include notes that agents made of the interviews they had with Clinton and several top aides. They also include technical details of the setup of the server in the basement of Clinton's home. An FBI statement says the release is in the interests of transparency and follows numerous Freedom of Information Act requests.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump was at a roundtable with parents of victims of crimes by immigrants in the country illegally. He said he was honored to meet with them and bring awareness to the issue.
A lot of people don't even know. They have no idea the consequence of these people coming in and they shouldn't be here. And they're killing not only children, they're killing people that are in the military, retired military people. A 90-year-old man was killed. It's a terrible situation.
Moderators have been announced for the upcoming presidential debates.
The first debate is scheduled for 3 weeks from Monday, and the Commission on Presidential Debate says it'll be moderated by NBC's chief anchor Lester Holt. The vice presidential debate the following week will be moderated by Elaine Quijano of CBS. Martha Raddatz of ABC and Anderson Cooper of CNN will share the moderating duties at the second presidential debate to be held in St. Louis. And Fox News Channel's Chris Wallace will moderate the final presidential debate, which will be held in Las Vegas. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Authorities say a suspect was killed and a Colorado sheriff's deputy critically injured in a shootout south of Denver. Officials say authorities were responding to a report of a suicidal person in Parker when the suspect fired on them, wounding the deputy. This is AP Radio News. Safety advocates say texting while driving is a problem that's getting worse.
Police report seeing one driver in Virginia using two phones, one in each hand, driving with his wrist. A teen driver in Connecticut playing Pokemon Go and a motorist watching YouTube videos. Cops say they found cars in trees and wedged into houses after the distracted drivers careened off the roads. And drivers have gotten sneakier. Some hold their phones down low so the cops can't see what they're doing. Surveys show most of us know the dangers of using our phones while we're driving, but many of us do it anyway. I'm Rita Foley.
Fred Hellerman, a founding member of the influential folk music quartet The Weavers, has died. He was 89. His son says Hellerman died yesterday at home in Connecticut after a long illness. I'm Carlotta Bradley. AP Radio News.